5-minute penalty, I fell for 4-minute penalty, 7 minutes in the first, so tough to win games when you're killing like that. And you know, we're coming in spurts right now. The second period was great. We dominated them. We get ourselves back in the game, and you know, I make a costly mistake on that fourth goal, and it just sucks the life out of us. And I know I can't make that play at that particular time in the game, so it's just the way it's going right now. Every turnover we make, it's in the back of the net right now. So, but I thought we played great in the second. We just have to, you know, have to play like that. We can't just play like that because we're down. We have to play like that from puck drop. And you know, hopefully, you know, we can get this out of our system now instead of a week from now.
With all the talk the last couple of days about the slow start against Calgary and to come out and do it again, just how frustrating and disappointing is it that, you know, first was again that way?
Yeah, well, I mean, now that I watched that Calgary game, I don't think we played that poorly, actually. I mean, uncharacteristic play by Bish, you know, no one can do anything on that one, you know, but that's in the past now. We just got to find a way to, you know, at least come out 0-0 or us up, you know, we got to start playing with the lead. So, again, well, hopefully this is out of the system and we can, you know, come down from our, you know, high chair after making the playoffs and realize that there's other teams that are coming and can still catch us. So we'll learn from this.
What was on your play? What were you trying to do there?
Well, I mean, I was trying. You know, we make a lot of plays up the middle of the ice, and I saw the replay. The guy put his glove down on the ice and nicks his glove and goes right to him, and it's in the back of the net. So you live and learn. I know I'm not going to do that again, and especially at that time of the game, so I've learned my lesson.
How much can you build off of that second period and really focus on what happened there?
It just proved to us that we could play, and when we do play, we were dumb. I mean, we had the puck in their end, we were cycling, we were getting chances. I mean, we had still to kill off a 4-minute penalty, we did. I mean, momentum's a big thing in games, and you know, that was a good period, but we got to find a way to start games like that.
Steve, what was said after the first period? You guys came out and looked like a totally different team.
Yeah, not much. I don't think anything needed to be said. You're down 3-0. You know, you can either pack your bags up and quit or come back. I mean, no one's going to feel sorry for you. So we got a good character bunch in this locker room, and we showed it. I mean, we gave ourselves a chance to win, and, you know, unfortunately, we don't play well in the third. We only have 5 shots, and we're down, so that's not acceptable.
Do you need to start looking over the field a little bit just to be aware of that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we're really warm enough. They're 5 points behind us. They went like 3 points behind us. Just because we clinch a playoff spot doesn't mean we're talking about home ice. We always do. Now we got to talk about not coming for a while. We've got to work that out first if we can get it coming right. I'm not too worried. I believe in this group and we believe in each other, and we're gonna turn things around. Like I said before, we got out of our system now, and we're gonna look back on it and figure out how to move.
Last one.
I can use it like that, but not because